I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. In today's segment, we look at all the president's misogynists. And boy, there's a lot of them. In fact, he's got a whole political party of them. When Hillary Clinton ran, and even before she officially announced, I said, yeah, when this happens, I said this on this show, we're going to see a tremendous amount of misogyny. And boy, we did. So much more than I thought. I mean, that election really showed that there's a lot more racism and misogyny and homophobia in our country than we really realized. And the Republican Party has made it clear that misogynists and racists and homophobes have a home in the Republican Party. So now they're really, really pushing to get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed, a man who would completely reshape the court and potentially our country, and almost certainly get rid of Roe v. Wade. There's very little in his history that shows that he's much of a champion for women. What we do know is that he's a champion for keeping women from having abortions, and he's probably not too keen on birth control in general, and it would put another Catholic on the court. I mean, we've got six Catholics on the court. That's way out of proportion. It's just weird. And the only other religion represented on the Supreme Court is Judaism. There are three of those. Neil Gorsuch, well, he was raised Roman Catholic, but he currently attends an Episcopalian church. So he's kind of, you know, that's kind of Catholic light. So he's kind of in the middle there. But I'm still going to put him in the Catholic column. It's just bizarre to me that we have two religious faiths that just dominate the Supreme Court, and only two. It's just odd to me. And Catholicism is a bit distressing because they have very, very conservative beliefs and a long history of political interference. And those beliefs aren't exactly women-friendly. And Brett Kavanaugh seems to fit perfectly into that mindset and worldview. And I believe that he's a misogynist, and that misogyny runs deep within the circle of people around Donald Trump. And one of the shocking and lesser-covered stories is about who is prepping Brett Kavanaugh for his testimony. It's a man named Bill Shine. He's Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications, but he used to work for Fox News, where he was forced out. They sent him packing because of his years of covering up sexual harassment by Roger Ailes, the head of the network, and many other top Fox celebrities, which actually makes him perfect since Kavanaugh has been accused of violent sexual assault when he was in high school. And covering up that sort of thing used to be an important part of Bill Shine's former day job. It's hardly being talked about, but to me it seems like the optics on that are just terrible. But perhaps necessary. Just today, someone who was a former student at the school that prep school that Brett Kavanaugh went to, said that sexual misconduct was routine. And yes, there are stories out there that he liked his law clerks to look a certain way. And I do personally believe that Brett Kavanaugh is a misogynist, which makes him the perfect pick for the misogynist in chief. One thing we know about Donald Trump is that he always sides with the accused against the abused. And he did this again. He said, I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. Well, we don't know whether he did these things or not, but you know, if he did, then yeah, he definitely deserves this. So by defending the person accused, he is implicitly calling the person who is making the complaint a liar. Something that most of the Republicans have been avoiding, but I predict they will eventually turn that around. They will call this a big conspiracy that, you know, everybody's a shill or they're being paid. But they're holding most of their fire. But the one thing most of them seem to be in agreement is that doesn't matter what she says. They've already made up their mind. They're going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. Whether they believe her or not, doesn't matter. And Representative Ralph Norman didn't help the cause when he told a joke that felt pretty flat. He said, did y'all hear this latest late-breaking news on the Kavanaugh hearings? Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out saying she was groped by Abraham Lincoln. This is why Republicans don't do comedy. I also don't think that it helps that Roy Moore is vouching for Brett Kavanaugh. When you're accused of attacking a 15-year-old girl, I don't think there's anyone worse than Roy Moore to vouch for you. And there's Orrin Hatch, who sort of set the tone for himself with the Anita Hill hearings. When he sat on the Judiciary Committee, he's still there. Thank God he's finally retiring. But yeah, clearly pretty much a misogynist. And, of course, fawning Trump acolyte, calling Trump the greatest president in the history of presidents. Back then, he made it clear that no matter what Anita Hill said, he was not going to believe her, and he's the same way now. No matter what Dr. Ford says, he's going to take a man's word over a woman's every time. In interviews at the time, he said that he felt that Anita Hill believed that what she was saying was the truth, but ultimately that wasn't persuasive for him. And now he's saying about Dr. Ford, well, whoever this woman is, I just think she's mixed up. Trump and Nazi favorite Tucker Carlson, and yes, he's sort of like the favorite person on Fox for Nazis and white supremacists. So Tucker Carlson said on his show that it's pretty straightforward. If you believe a crime has been committed against you, you report it. It's your obligation. Well, maybe the 15-year-old Ford skipped that day in civics class, and so do an awful lot of rape victims. I mean, the one thing, going over all of these different commentators and politicians, the thing that jumps out at me over and over again is the absolute and total lack of empathy for rape survivors. There's none, nothing, not at all. And all of this misogyny is not going to play well, I think, in this year that's being dubbed the Year of the Women, with so many women candidates running. Most of them are Democrats, but there are a few Republicans running. Although, interestingly, if every single female Republican candidate wins, they'll still have fewer female Republicans in Congress than they have right now. Michigan Republican John James is running against Senator Debbie Stabenow, and he spoke at a men's-only event where he talked about how women really wanted men to lead. And then there's Mike Huckabee. He was on Fox News where he talked about a letter sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee and signed by 65 women who attested to Kavanaugh's good character in high school. It's still hard to understand how that letter got out so quickly if Republicans didn't know the accusation was coming. And it should be pointed out that only two of those women would actually speak publicly about their support of Kavanaugh, and some have rescinded their support. And he was able to finish up his interview with this example of Republican humor. He said, "I'll tell you the one thing that the left would love him for, if he would wear a dress and hang out in women's restrooms, that would be the one thing that they would suddenly applaud and say he's fit for the court." And look, it's not just men who can be misogynists. For example, Mike Huckabee's very own daughter, Sarah Huckabee. She is the lying mouthpiece for a lying president, so they're a perfect fit. And she was right out there attacking Senator Feinstein, claiming that Feinstein said that some of the things that Dr. Ford was saying were not truthful, which is a lie. But of course, calling people who are telling the truth liars is sort of one of Sarah Huckabee's go-tos. And then there was Carrie Stevens, who's the spokesperson for the Judicial Crisis Network, which is the organization kind of behind Kavanaugh. And she said, well, maybe it was just rough horseplay. And that could be the case, if one of the horses was trying to rape the other. But the most ridiculous part of all of this is trotting out women who say that Kavanaugh didn't rape them. Well, that's pretty, you know, even the worst rapist in the history of the world could trot out women that would say he never raped them. Hey, at least he didn't rape everyone. That's not much of a defense. Now, upcoming will be a hearing where they will look into this issue, and I suspect it will be ridiculous and offensive and rigged in favor of Kavanaugh and against Dr. Ford. And I don't know how the Republicans are going to deal with the big problem. Every single one of the members, all 11 of the Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, are all white men, old white men, pretty much. And I don't see how their ganging up on Dr. Ford in favor of Kavanaugh is going to play well. So we'll have to wait and see what they do about that. But I think these hearings are going to be memorable.